You can visualize them and radiate this love to them. May they all too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. May their mind states too be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harm and danger. Then you can extend this metta to all beings. May all beings within this vicinity of Sampo Temple, all Kayanamitas, and all other beings, known and unknown, seen and unseen, may they all too be well and happy, well and happy. May they all too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May their mind states too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. And may they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May their mind states to be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. Then we can extend this metta, loving kindness, to all beings throughout the entire universe. May all beings within the whole of Brinchang, Cameron Highland, Malaysia, Southeast Asia, Asia, Mother Earth, our solar system, and all beings within the galaxy, the Milky Way, extending to the entire universe. May they all too be well and happy, well and happy. May their mind states too be without enmity, without ill will and untroubled. May they keep themselves happy and peaceful always. May there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. May they all too be free from all suffering, both physical and mental suffering, free from all harm and danger. Then may there be love, may there be peace, and may there be joy deep within their hearts. Then you come back to your facial muscle, feel, relax, silent everything. Then you move your attention down to your neck, feel, relax. Shoulder, feel, relax. Then hand, feel, relax. Back to shoulder, feel, relax. Then you silence your mind and feel your heart area. Now, this is a very important location within your physical body. This is where the heartbeat is. This is where the seat of consciousness is. This is where the life force arise and pass away. So you just silence your mind and feel. You can detect any vibration or even detect your heartbeat. You just silence everything and just stay there. Let the vibration anchor your mindfulness or awareness, then just stay there. If you are new, you are not able to do it, then it's okay. You can just feel your body, like you feel your forehead, then relax into it. You can detect any tension, tightness or stress within. Just feel it, relax, relax and relax, soothingly relax. Then after that, you continue to sweep it down to your stomach, feel, relax. Then from your stomach, move down to your abdomen, feel, relax. Then after that, your buttock, feel, relax. Your leg, feel, relax. Then you can reverse the whole of the mind sweeping method upward. From the leg, feel, just feel and relax. No more thinking. So this will decondition your headless thinking. So by the time you sweep it up to your forehead, you should be more calm, more peaceful. And that is the quiet mind, the silent mind, the meditative mind. Then you need to stabilize this mind. Then you can use anapanasati, mindfulness of the in and out breath, to stabilize it. Or if you got any specific object of meditation that you are familiar with, whatever method or technique that you can anchor your mindfulness, you can just do it. Use it to stabilize your mindfulness. The other way is just silent, relax, then feel your object of meditation until it becomes very quiet, very peaceful, very subtle. So this training of mind to be mindful so that it is stable is very important. Okay, then the rest, I will let you all meditate on your own. Then I will ring the bell after the time is up. I may have to ring the bell again. Just now the recorder was off. Huh? Okay, so now it's 7:30, huh? Slowly, mindfully come out of the meditation, then we can prepare for breakfast. Huh? You can have your breakfast from 7:30 to, you're supposed to meet up here at 8:30, huh? So you got 1 hour, yeah? But try to finish off your breakfast within the half an hour or what you can, yeah? And wash up. Those who are on duty can do your duty. And for those who don't have duty, you can mindfully have your rest or do up whatever you want to do up. Then 8:30 we meet here again. Eh? So you can break for breakfast. Eh? But before we break, if you got any question, remember, eh? Write it down, eh? So that when we come back 8:30, we can discuss it. Eh? If you want to just use the mic to ask the question, you can. Otherwise, if you feel that it is better that people don't know who you are, you then can write it, use the paper at the back, then you pass it to my table here, then I will read it out and I will answer your whatever question. Okay, you can pay your respect to Triple Jam, then we can break for breakfast. Oh.